This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, we're talking about God's love for you this week. What a great theme. I wonder if you have really come to believe and accept God's love for you. Do you know that to really come to grips with that, you've got to be building your relationship with God. Don't ever forget, the Christian life is not just a set of beliefs. It's not just a way of living and acting, a Christian way of life. All of those things flow from what it really is at its heart. The Christian life at its heart is a living, daily relationship with God, a personal relationship. God is a personal being. We are persons too, made in His image so that we can relate to Him. Well, in that relationship that you have with God, do you love God? Think about that for just a minute. Do you love God? Now, you know, sometimes we might say, I love that painting because it's such a beautiful painting. But that's not what I mean here. I don't mean that you know that God is amazing, that He's magnificent, that He's so praiseworthy. He is worth being the center of your life, and so you love Him. No, I mean on the personal level, the relational level, do you love God? Well, if you love God in your Christian life, it's because He loved you first. Just listen to what John says in 1 John chapter 4, starting in verse 16. He says, "And we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us." Have you come to that place of believing God's love for you? I encourage you to say out loud, God loves me. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. Did you catch that last line? We love because he first loved us. You might feel like in your relationship with God that you reached out to him first and you found him there. But in reality, you would never have reached out to God if he hadn't first begun revealing himself to you and reaching out to you. God always takes the initiative in our lives. Do you know that the whole Christian life is simply our response to God's initiatives in our lives? Is God taking the initiative in your life today? Is it something that you know God is saying to you, or that God wants to do in your life, or he wants you to do? Well, then respond to him. Any relationship grows through responsiveness to initiatives taken. Respond to God today. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.